Federal biologists and fishery managers are putting in place a research effort to better understand the octopus populations in federal waters off Alaska. KDLG's Mike Mason has the story.
Elizabeth Connors is a research fishery biologist, and she in essence got drafted into heading up the research effort for the Alaska Fishery Science Center down in Seattle.
I had been doing a study where we were pot fishing for Pacific cod off of Unimak Island. And so in the course of that study, I had seen a fair number of octopus coming up in the pots. So when they needed somebody to pull together what we know about octopus and start to figure out what we would need to be able to do to manage it, I volunteered as having seen more of them than anybody else in the room at that point.
The octopus research effort will start this winter and will be focused in the Gulf of Alaska and the Bering Sea. The National Marine Fisheries Service confirms there is not a commercial fishery for octopus in federal waters off Alaska, but octopus caught accidentally in groundfish fisheries may be sold. In the state waters, directed octopus fishing is only allowed with a special commissioner's permit from the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. Connor says most of the octopus brought to the surface are found in cod pots.
Because octopus love hidey holes, and they like any kind of structure they like to hide in. The pot fishermen will tell you that even if they put the pots down with no bait in them, just to store them off deck for a while, when they come up, they have octopus in them. So that's primarily where we see them. There's some interest, I think, in marketing octopus. The market price has been going up. But we're not doing this in response to a big push to have a commercial fishery. We're doing it more in response to the reauthorization of the Magnuson-Stevens Act, which says that if there's something in the fishery management plan that's sold for market, then we have to set an annual catch limit on it. And we have very little information right now from which to set a reasonable annual catch limit on octopus. We know next to nothing about them.
Very little is known about the life cycle of octopus in the Gulf of Alaska and the Bering Sea, but it's believed they have distinct reproductive seasons. Mating is thought to occur in the late summer to the early fall, with spawning in the fall to winter. Connor says much of the upcoming research will be directed at one of the seven species of octopus found in the Bering Sea and the Gulf of Alaska.
The one that most people see is the one that's most common in shallow water is the giant Pacific octopus. Its scientific name is Enteroctopus doflinii. It's the same giant Pacific octopus that's found all the way down to Puget Sound and all the way across the North Pacific to Japan.
As its name implies, the giant Pacific octopus is the largest octopus in the world, and many of the giant octopuses captured in crab and groundfish pots often weigh in excess of 50 pounds or more. Another aspect of the new research project is the participation of divers near Kodiak, Dutch Harbor, and Juneau in reporting octopus information. Connors is asking for divers to note the general location, time, and date of the sightings, and whether other octopus were in the area.
And in particular, the octopus den up at some point in the year, and they lay eggs, big, long strings of, look like little grains of rice on a string, and they'll hang from the roof of the den. And we're particularly interested in finding out where and when the eggs show up in the den, so if any scuba divers spot that, we'd really like to know where they saw it and when they saw it.
All of the work to find out more about the population and life cycle of octopus in the Bering Sea and the Gulf of Alaska could eventually lead to a federally managed commercial fishery. While octopus appear to be plentiful in some areas, Connor says there's one area that seems to not agree with the species.
From the data that we have so far, the Bristol Bay is one of the few parts of the Bering Sea where there are not a lot of octopus, and I don't know why that is.
Most of the fieldwork related to the octopus research will occur next year, and the Alaska Department of Fish and Game will be participating by providing octopus specimens and helping to test pot gear. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.